With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Just a week before the deadline for Congress to pass a spending bill to keep the federal government running, Democrats stand to be the leading scapegoat for a possible shutdown. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 38% of likely U.S. voters say that if there is a government shutdown, Democrats in Congress would be most likely to be blamed, while 29% think congressional Republicans would deserve the blame, and 21% believe most of the blame would belong to President Donald Trump. 12% are not sure. The survey of 1,199 U.S. likely voters was conducted on September 21st to the 23rd. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Defense ministers from several Eastern European countries are holding talks to bolster drone defenses after recent airspace violations.
Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania and Poland have all been working on the drone wall project. EU Commission spokesman Thomas Renier says the list of countries participating has been expanded.
I mentioned the seven frontline member states to that list. We have added Slovakia. We have added Ukraine. That was, of course, fully associated, giving their experience. And, of course, Denmark.
Jets scrambled on September 10 to shoot down a number of Russian drones that breached Polish airspace was one example, while airports in Denmark were temporarily closed this week after drones were flown nearby. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Humberto has intensified into a major Category 3 hurricane in the Atlantic, while a disturbance dubbed potential Tropical Cyclone 9 is striking the Caribbean and taking aim at the southeast United States. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 300 points, the Nasdaq rose 99, the S&P advanced 39. This is SRN News. The Missouri Supreme Court hears a transgender case.
The justices are considering the constitutionality of a new state law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs. In defending the statute, Missouri Solicitor General Louis Capozzi pointed to the ruling this summer by the U.S. Supreme Court that approved a similar law in Tennessee. A growing number of states are passing legislation to keep kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polls indicate amongst women who say they oppose abortion for religious reasons, some still terminate their pregnancies. But women affiliated with a conservative Protestant faith are less likely to have an abortion than Catholics or mainline Protestants. That's according to research by Professor Amy Adams-Heizik of City University in New York. They also are less likely to have terminated a pregnancy than Jewish women. This is SRN News. North Korea's nuclear facilities are making headlines again.
A top South Korean official has said on Thursday that North Korea is operating a total of 4 uranium enrichment facilities. The discovery adds to outside assessments that it has multiple covert atomic plants along the widely known site near the capital of Pyongyang. The North Leader Kim Jong-un has called for a rigorous nuclear weapons program. The South's unification minister, Chung Dong-young, said uranium enrichment centrifuges at the 4 facilities are running every day and stressed the urgency to stop the North's nuclear program. I'm Karen Shamas.
Europe's top stars are playing it like in the Ryder Cup, and the result was to be expected. John Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, and Rory McIlroy led the way as Team Europe won both sessions Friday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.